Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our weekly podcast on constitutional law. This week, we have a very short episode as we are working on the midterm exam. So for this episode, my intention is really to highlight some key tips, make sure that you understand the policies and guidelines for the exam, and then, as per usual, leave you with my contact information just in case you have questions that aren't addressed by this episode. Let's get right to it. If you haven't looked at the exam yet, now is the time because it was made available to you as of Sunday at 12:01 a.m. Remember, when you are looking at that exam, don't forget to breathe. It's a little bit intimidating to see some of the questions. They're pretty lengthy, but nonetheless, they can be answered. It is a manageable task. I would recommend strongly that you break it down, though. So the first tip I have for taking my midterm exams, look through each section, figure out which question seems the most likely that you will do well on, or that you feel like you know the most about and that you could answer more easily than the other, and then start breaking down that question. Each question is going to have multiple parts to it, so you need to strategize and plan for how you're going to address each part. Now, what you choose to do is going to depend on you. Some people are big on outlines, some people are big on simply sitting down and writing it all out, but however you do it, make sure that your response maps back to the question and all of its parts. This is the number one point deduction issue that comes up on literally any exam I give, is the failure to address each part, and because the questions are written as you see, there's a lot of parts to them. So take your time, break the question down, figure out again which question per section, because you're only going to do one question per section, right? Don't do twice the work that you need to do. Answer one question in each section, move on with your life, go to the next question. Don't belabor it or spend so much time on a single question that you make your week really difficult or make finishing the exam really difficult. For this exam, each question is worth 10 points. We have five sections, 50 points total, boils down to 10 points apiece. So I want you to keep that in mind. Remember, each question is only worth 10 points out of your total grade. So if you are working on a single question for multiple days at a time, it might be time to kind of pull back on that strategy, take it a little bit differently, and think about just addressing the basics in the question, not trying to shoot for the moon, so to speak. All right. Let's move on to additional tips and additional recommendations. Tip number two, definitely get this started early. So I'm releasing this podcast at the beginning of the week because I'm hoping that you will take just a few minutes to listen to it early on, maybe on Monday or Tuesday, and that you'll start working on the exam at that same time. Putting this off until the Sunday it's due or even the Saturday before it's due makes this much more difficult, puts you under much more stress. Just try to time it out so that you at least begin the exam a little before that point in time. I generally recommend focusing on one question at a time and writing one answer every day, or maybe one answer every 2 days, but make sure you have enough time. These are long questions, but you cannot spend 2 days on each one or you will have gone beyond the timeline for the exam. All right. Tip number three, breathe through it. Don't get so intimidated by this or feel like you're doing so poorly on a question that you simply put it down or walk away. There's really no reason not to give it a shot. Just do the best that you can. Don't overthink too much about the questions. Once you have the breakdown and a general plan of how you're going to respond to it, go ahead and follow through on that plan. It's a lot better for you to do that than to fail to do it, than to get too far into your own critical voice where you think that you're not writing enough, you're not writing well enough, you're not answering the question to the level that you should. Just go ahead and write it out, get a response down, and make sure you get it submitted on time. One of the best recommendations that ever came from an advisor of mine had to do with my dissertation. She used to say, the best dissertation is a done dissertation. It's not that it has to be the greatest work of all time or the best publication you're ever going to get. But once it's done, then you actually have something to work with. You actually have something to graduate with. And that was the point. Finish the task so that you can cross the finish line. Same emphasis here with the exam. Make sure you get it done and get it submitted so you can cross it off your list and then have yourself a nice couple of days off with the fall break. Okay, that's going to do it for me on tips because I don't have that many other recommendations. I do think what I want to emphasize at this point in time now is policies and guidelines for the exam. So if you haven't opened up the exam yet, you can find it under the assignments. If you look at the either sort by type setup where it's going to structure the list of assignments on controversy, paper elements, discussion posts, and then exams, or you could look at it by due date, which would mean that you could see the exam pretty close to the top of the list of assignments. Either way, go ahead and open up the midterm exam. The policies and guidelines for the exam are that first long section that says instructions. So let's kind of walk through these pretty quickly. Right off the bat, it reminds you only answer one question per section. If you answer more than one in a section, I will score out only the first question, not both, and I won't compare the two to find which one you did better on. So know that I will only score question one on that section if you do both. First point to emphasize, you need to write this in your own words. This shouldn't be copy and paste from Google, and this shouldn't be direct quotes taken from the textbook or my slides without you offering your own explanation or interpretation of those words. Having that helps me understand what you understand. Next on our set of instructions, this exam is to be yours and yours alone. No collaborating, no working with past course members, family members, friends, lovers, none of that stuff. Everyone chuckles in class when I say no friends, no lovers. But point is, don't work on this with anyone else. I need your words and your words only. On to our next little instruction. Yes, of course, this is an open sources kind of exam, meaning you can use your textbook, you can use the slides, you can use outside resources, you cannot work with others. Others are not a resource, they are a collaborator. When you use a resource, please make sure that you cite it if it is not from the textbook and the slides or the podcasts. If you use a direct quote with the slides or the textbook, make sure you put that quote into quotation marks and you do include a citation on that. And last but certainly not least, this is due on Sunday, October 13th by midnight. And when you submit this one late, you immediately do lose points, okay? And by that, I mean at 30 minutes late, you will have lost 5 points, which is 10% of the grade. At 1 hour late, you will have lost 10 points, which is 20% of the grade. This quickly spirals, folks, so that at a certain point in time, you really can't obtain more than an F if you've submitted it more than 2.5 hours late. I really, really need you to submit this on time. Unless, of course, you have an actual emergency. If there is an emergency, notify me as soon as possible and we will work out a timeline for finishing up the exam. With that, we have covered everything I had hoped to hit upon during this podcast episode. If you have questions, concerns, issues, things you need to talk with me about, go ahead and send me an email to jemille1@wsc.edu. Do take your time with the exam. It's a little bit of a challenge. It's intended to be. I tend to treat this a bit like an assignment I would give my employees. Give me some good responses. You have a week to work on it, but it needs to be your work that I review. All right, best of luck to you all. Have a great rest of your week, and I will connect with you again soon.